Chapter 20, Encouraging Providences. Again I was called to deny self for the good of souls. We must sacrifice the company of our little Henry, and go forth to give ourselves unreservedly to the work. My health was very poor, and should I take my child, he would necessarily occupy a large share of my time. It was a severe trial, yet I dared not let him stand in the way of duty. I believed that the Lord had spared him to us when he was very sick, and that if I should let him hinder me from doing my duty, God would remove him from me. Alone before the Lord, with a sorrowful heart and many tears, I made the sacrifice, and gave up my only child to be cared for by another. We left Henry and Brother Howland's family, in whom we had the utmost confidence. They were willing to bear burdens, in order that we might be left as free as possible to labor in the cause of God. We knew that they could take better care of Henry than we could should we take him with us on our journeys. We knew that it was for his good to have a steady home and firm discipline, that his sweet temper might not be injured. It was hard to part with my child. His sad little face, as I left him, was before me day and night, yet in the strength of the Lord I put him out of my mind, and sought to do others good. For 5 years Brother Howland's family had the whole charge of Henry. They cared for him without any recompense, providing all his clothing, except a present that I brought him once a year, as Hannah did Samuel.